This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Okay, Tannie, so Tannie gekry. Is dit al wat Tannie wil hê met die koe op? Net hierdie brandy, is dit al? Hè? Huh?
Ja, ek soek net die brandewyn.
Oh, okay. Nou ja, ek weet nie hoe kom ek hierdie, ek is, denk ek 15, en my stem breek, en dan maak ek om weer rug, en dan breek hy weer. Ek kan nie so drink, kan nie self brandewijn.
Nee.
O, maar ek denk dis cool, as Tannie brandewijn drink, so Tannie kom maar sê.
Ja, nee, ek sit dit net in my koek.
O, oh, Jesus, Tannie is so fucking awesome.
Good morning, this is the Casper Radio Show on a Friday, the 8th of April. It's a, you know, sometimes you get those, in, especially in America, you get these commercial airliners, they overbook and overbook so that they are full by the time they fly and people cancel. We have overbooked today's show. It's overbooked. It's so full. It's cracking. That's the show. That's the show. We've got sounds. I mean, that sound was the show. Overbooked. So we got, yes, let me just open my little book here. You. We got Ben Kapinski here. We got Olof de Meyer here. We've got Yvonne van der Berg here. We've got Emilia Vermeulen here today. We got all kinds of interesting and fantastic stuff happening in between. We got a mega improvised concertory in which Hannes really needs to drink some Calcivita before he does it, because he's gonna like improvise his chochas off. And then we got, oh, and our good friend Betty Bernard has had an operation. We'll talk about that all. But first, let me introduce you to today's stunning, stunning team. And that is none other than Hannes, you've just heard. Hallo Hannes.
Goeiemôre.
Hoe gaan dit?
Ach, baie lekker, dankie.
Ach, lekker. En dan langs jou sit, naast jou, sit Alicia. Hallo Alicia.
Hallo, hallo, hallo.
Hoe gaan het vanmorgen?
Lekker met jou.
Ach, Alicia, altijd lekker om jou prachtige satijnstem te hoor, wat my ore omvou soos pannekoek in die winter.
Ach, dis een mooi ding om te sê vir my.
Dankie. Dis al. And then, of course, we got our very special Ben Karpinski. Good morning, Ben.
Hello, hello, team. Hello, Span.
Hello, Ben.
Moere.
Span.
Span.
Wat is die voortrekker? Now, if we were the voortrekkers, what would be our slogan?
Kolgat oor die berge.
Ja. Ja.
Nee, ons kort iets baie meer in your face.
Het voortrekkers span of slogans? Ja. Nee, hulle het.
Trek voor en stoot achter, of so iets, ja, ek weet nie.
O, ja, maar ja. Ek dink...
Hou koers is die voortrekkers.
Yeah.
Hou koers.
Okay. Ja.
Nou, ons sal, ons, wat sal ons mis, hou vas.
Ja.
Ben, I'm going to talk to you today primarily, as we always do, about TV shows, but before that, I just have to tell you that our very good friend and spunlet, Bernard Buys, Betty Bangles, has had a op. And I want to try and phone him live now from my cell phone, but I can't do it on a recharge battery, which I've just got in my hand now. Doesn't work like that. So let's put the recharge battery down. Okay, let's pick up the phone. Now, let me go to my phone. Do you know that Betty had an operation, Alish?
Ja.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
And how did it go? Do we know?
Ek dink het goed gegaan. Hy het soos die hele tyd daardeur getweet. En,
o, het hy?
Ja.
Van die tafel af.
En, ja, en, van, en toen na die tyd het, dink ek het het goed gegaan. En toe het hy somewhere in een rij gestaan met sy crutches somewhere. En toe tweet hy daar alweer. So ek dink dit was goed. Ek dink nie sy been is afgesit nie.
So hy was wakker deur die hele proses.
Ek dink nie hy was wakker nie. Ek wel, laat ek net rephrase. Hy het nie getweet terwyl hulle besig was met die operasie nie, maar voor die tyd en na die tyd.
Yes,
ja.
Wel, kom ons, ek gaan hom nou try bel. En nou hoor ons wat sê hy. Waar praat mense hier deur? So ek moet dit doen, hè.
Het jy jou speaker aan?
Kom dit deur.
Ja. Ons kan dit hoor.
Okay. Kom ons hoor. Toe kom hier sit.
Hallo,
kan jy ons hoor?
Ek hoor julle.
Ek dog is sy ouma of iets.
Wat?
Ek dog is sy ouma of iets.
Hallo, hoor jy ons?
Ek hoor julle.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Ek dink so.
Dink jy so?
Hoor jy vir Hannes? Hannes
hallo, hallo, hallo.
Hallo, hallo, baie sag in die agtergrond.
Okay, dis omdat hy op die, okay, ek verstaan nou wat aangaan. Want ek het jou live teen die maatjie so nou op die foon, jy sien. So vertel net vir my, wat het gebeur en hoe is die knie?
Wel, ek het my knie seer gemaak laas jaar op stage.
Ja?
En, ja, ek het hom nou eventually reg gemaak, met net bietjie laser en bietjie gebrand en bietjie getweek en gealles, en nou herstel ek.
Ek, om Betty, ons is verskriklik bly om dit te hoor. Ons stuur vir jou ons sien vir jou spoedig, ons stuur vir jou gebede, ons stuur vir jou goeie gedagtes, blomme van die hart.
Ach, baie dankie, ek het eintlik 'n neus nodig, want ek sukkel met die krikke, ek skuur op die teels rond soos 'n hond met wurms.
Baie nice image wat ons jy ons nou daarmee. En so wat 'n neus moet ons vir jou reël?
Ek sal sy neus wees.
Baie mooi, jyne.
Okay, mannelik of vrouwelik?
Goed,
mannelik. Hy is uit, Alicia.
Ah, shit.
Ons snoei die lelies mors af met 'n vlosdraad. Dit is Kasper Radio.
Ek moes nou afsnui wat ons te vol show. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Kasper.
Let's start to I've got a very, very nice competition I want to start with. What the fuck was that? Oh, this is nice. That's not the competition, Ben. Whatever it is, it's nice. Woo, woo, woo. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play, you can also play along, Hannes, Alicia.
Okay.
I'm going to play, is no one going to sit with WeChat? The whole fucking screen is empty. I mean, the seat is empty in front of a full screen. No one wants to do it. Alicia, Hannes?
Hannes gaan.
Well, jy lyk baie opgewonde om te gaan, Alicia. Ek het vergeet om die mic te spray.
Ja, spray hom.
What happened to Duncan? I thought he was your left-hand man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is usually, but he was not called for today.
Well,
and
okay.
I think he's making sure that we feel his absence.
Yeah, on stream.
Okay, so I'm going to play, and then you tell me which TV show this is, okay?
I'm always so bad at this.
Okay. Here we go, first one.
Walking Dead. Sorry, Game of Thrones. Sorry. Yes.
Ben?
I know. See, I'm rusty at the start.
Ben?
You're right, it's Game of Thrones.
Wanneer is the new season?
Yeah. Wait, where are you?
I'm here now.
Yeah?
I think it starts 24 April.
Okay, cool.
Right. You're ready with the second tune.
Okay.
Don't you know?
Mm-mm.
This is The Walking Dead, isn't it?
Nee. I'm at a loss.
Nee man, hier is soos 'n meer klassieke version van Game of Thrones. Dit doen klink soos Game of Thrones.
Nee, dis Penny Dreadful.
Is dit Penny Dreadful? Fuck.
Ek kan dit self nie herken.
Baywatch.
Good.
Rarig.
Ja, it's Baywatch. Why
wow.
Do you know, do that? That give it away for you. Do.
Ja, yeah, dit.
Is die boobs.
Is dit tits, ja. Dis Pamela wat daar klim. Hoe daar gaat sy.
Ach, slow-mo met die haare wat in die wind waai.
That cheesy 90s saxophone. That's ruined anything, hè. Huh? Alright, Sex in the City.
Ja.
Yeah. Nice, Ben.
Ben, jy is baie goed hiermee.
Thank you. Cosby Show.
You know that, hè? Eh?
You are good. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Shit.
into it because Veronica Mars or something.
No.
Girl orientated.
Think The Simpsons.
Futurama.
Yes.
Says the guy with the Star Trek shirts.
Yeah.
That's close enough, huh?
This one.
NCIS?
CSI Boxburg.
Fantastisch, Alicia. NCIS.
Where are they?
Ja.
Oh my goodness.
Dat is waarom ik zo lang stil was. Ik moest double take en double take.
Yes, sir.
Oh, amazing. Oh, here's the last one.
Sounds medical.
And I think it's Massive Attack is the band.
Yeah.
So that's the show.
Isn't he Vikings, nee?
No.
Nee. Okay, gee ons 'n clue, gee ons 'n clue.
He.
Well, okay.
What did you say at the beginning? What did you say, Ben?
Medical.
Yes.
Wat het jy gesê nou net, Hannes? Het jy gesê house?
Nee.
There you go, it's
I
house.
I said the band that's
house. It's house.
It's
house. So, Alicia, you get 2 points.
Wow.
But Ben is the winner of this competition.
Sonder setpil is gevaarlik. Dit is Gasper Radio.
So, no messages.
No, not yet.
Not one single fucking message. But did you ask Duncan how to revive the page? You know, hey?
Yes.
There's still, we're sitting here, it's like a cat waiting for a mouse to appear. There's just absolutely no one wants to talk on WeChat, and I don't blame them, you know.
Oh,
I've deleted WeChat from my phone. I didn't use it.
Yeah.
Ben Karpinski, what have you been watching on television? Let's talk TV.
Yeah, that's how I end most nights. Watch a bit of TV and, early to bed. Limitless for me at the moment is just brilliant.
Can I just want to say Limitless is about the pill.
Yeah, because there was this movie about 6 years ago with Bradley Cooper.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
He discovers this pill. He takes it. He becomes, like, super smart.
Mm.
And his life changes, and he does incredible things. So now, this is basically the series version of the movie. And it's this guy. Oh. He's a bit of a fuck-up. But then he gets this pill. His life changes. He starts working for the FBI.
Uh-huh.
The FBI give him the pill. But the thing is, no one else can ever take the pill and not completely die or become a zombie.
Only he.
So he has a way of being immune to the side effects.
Oh, that's why he can take
but
it only.
I can't tell you why he's immune.
Don't tell me.
You have to watch the show. Yeah.
I will watch. I swear I will watch it because I want to watch the movie, number one. Then I watch the show. Everyone's talking about it. And so, but the FBI, do they call him the morning after the pill?
No, they give him the pill. They give him the pill every day, and then the pill basically lasts 12 hours.
Have you seen it?
And that's what he works
no,
on.
No.
Have you seen it?
Nee, nog nie begin kyk nie.
Oh, well, we all have to watch Limitless.
Limitless.
I've
yeah.
seen trailers for it.
I
like the actor who plays the lead. I mean, he's
yeah, he's really good.
Things, yeah.
Bradley Cooper's in it, so you know it's not a complete B-grade version of a good idea.
Yeah.
He's not in every episode, but he's there.
Oh, good. So that's just the continuation.
Yeah, it's really good. And every episode's like a story in itself, but you must watch it from the beginning, obviously.
Okay, cool.
And I highly, highly recommend it.
Okay, well, if you have, I don't know if these things are on DStv or SABC, so if they are, tell me, because I don't have that. I have my Apple TV and my Amazon TV. If you have got Amazon TV, watch Transparent 2, the series Transparent 2. It's really good. Have you seen it?
And my wife absolutely loves it. So I watched the first season, and I'm a little bit behind on the second one.
Second season is better, funnier, more emotional, very good.
Mm.
Really
is it is it the show where the dad I come and I confess for his family?
I just a Kylie Jenner. What's that man?
Yeah.
Cynthia. I just a Caitlyn.
Okay, so that's the same thing.
Yeah, but I think he had no. I don't know if Caitlyn had a pili, but he had no pili. But I identify as a vrou. And okay. Very nice. Very good series. And then if there's a someone out there who can tell me if there's a thing already on our TV called The People versus O.J. Simpson. It's very good. If I watched it. And the first episode is a bit of a pain in the ass because John Travolta is trying to win some kind of alternative award for acting. But then he calms down. And then it's actually very interesting because there's a lot of things that we forgot about the OJ case. Especially like it took only 3 hours to reach the verdict. I forgot about that.
That's crazy. Everything else takes, I mean...
Yeah, 3 hours. And so they thought, Marsha and the other guy, thought he's going to be guilty because it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Mm. Not guilty.
And amazing actors in it. David Schwimmer from Friends is in...
I speel the Kardashians, as a urpa. Very interesting. And he has conversations with a young Kim and that woman who was his wife. Oh, Chris, no?
Yes.
Yeah. So do watch The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, it's on my to-do list. But another thing, there's like a whole bunch of other new shows that have come out as well. See, because the problem is there's so many different shows, right? I mean, you mentioned Amazon TV, Apple.
That's too much.
Like, there's all different sources for TV shows coming out. Mm. So you could go and watch 4 or 5 great shows, and then someone says, have you heard of this? And you think, no, nothing. Like, I caught on to Fargo so late. But
what is here,
it was so worth it.
Yeah.
It was so worth it. I watched it, and it's kind of creepy and weird, and those characters are really amazing. And now I'm going to get into Fargo Season 2.
Haven't you done that yet?
Not yet. I'm still so behind.
Well, I can just tell you, go with confidence, because it's fantastic.
But one show that is just keeps giving good value and gets better and better, I think, is iZombie. Now, we all know like the zombie genre is done to death, right?
Yeah.
Like The Walking Dead, it is so beautifully hyped. We've had this conversation before. It's well packaged. But essentially, they're just walking in circles. Whereas the iZombie is a much better zombie premise because not everyone just becomes a zombie one night.
Yeah.
I mean, they walk slowly. So if you can't tell me every dose is going to get bitten in a week.
That's true.
I mean, dogs will eat them before they get to you. It's not possible.
Yeah.
Whereas an iZombie, there's like a handful of zombies. They kind of grow in number, but very small. So it's a much cleverer look at that. So Liv Moore, she's the chick who works in the coroner's office because she gets the brains to eat, and she solves crimes from eating their brains. It sounds a bit wishy-washy.
So that's she a nice element to this show as well. Yeah.
Is the fact that it is a procedural show. So every episode's got its own case that they kind of have to
solve. I like that.
As well as a story that continues.
As long as an arc. We call it an arc.
An arc.
Yeah, like Noah. Yeah. He also called it an arc. And look what happened to his story. So you say it's fun. How many seasons have they done?
3?
I think it's deep into season 2.
Okay, so it's working.
But I mean, it's okay. Like they don't stop at 13. They just like keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cool thing is it's getting quite dark as well. Like,
really?
When you first start watching, you think, this is a bit of a light entertainment.
Mm.
But it's really good. I mean, there's some violent scenes in there. There's some epic love triangles.
Oh, lekker.
There's guys coming back from the dead. There's guys becoming dead. But it's not like over zombie, like walking around with their arms and stuff. When people are functioning, they just take self-tans and they get, like, highlights and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a confession to make.
It's a very contemporary hit, I think.
I think you gave me Series 1 on a stick, and I don't think I've watched it yet.
That's not like me.
You haven't. Okay, well, you definitely mentioned it before, but I will make a point of this. So yes, now I've got to go Limitless, I've got to go iZombie. Then you got to go for... okay, what is nice about Fargo, about Fargo is the fact that it is every time it's a good story, well written, and it ends. Because a lot of these things say, it's successful, let's make season 2, and then they sort of draw it out.
Exactly.
Like what happened with How to Get Away with Murder. It's now, like every fucking sentence is a cliffhanger, thing you haven't seen coming, you know, because they've got to carry on with the same story where Fargo ends it.
See, I feel the same with Walking Dead right now. Yeah. They leave you on cliffhangers because they just want to be employed.
Exactly.
I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, but I was a little bit disappointed with the finale this week because you had the entire season, they're setting up the introduction of the new villain, Negan.
Yeah.
And we all know that if you take it back to the comic books, a major character dies. So you're kind of anticipating someone's going to die. Who's it going to be? And then at the cliffhanger moment for Walking Dead, they don't actually show you who it is that meets Lucille, which is Negan's baseball bat that's wrapped in barbed wire. It's not all intense.
Yeah.
So it's kind of leaving. It's kind of makes you go. So now I've got to fucking wait 7 months before you tell me who it was. So that just it was a bit of an anticlimax for me personally. Even though I'm still going to watch it. In the comic books, it would have been Glenn, but I think because they do separate the comics from the series, I think they're going to kill. I think it's going to be Abraham. We'll have to wait until October to find out.
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah.
It's a little bit like when you go to a house party, right? And there's only so much booze in the house, and you have a lack of time, and you get hammered. Everything feels pretty good. Then you get into the part where it's like, yeah, look, I know it's warm, but box wine is box wine. and then you get into the point like. Yeah, look, it looks like meth, but you know what? Yeah. I'm sure it's got a Russian name. It's fine. Then you start mixing stuff together, and then you're left with nothing. And that's what I feel like this cast is left with nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
So now they're just trying to invent drinks in a house party sense.
Yeah, that's true.
And eventually, you're so drunk, you even know what you're looking at anymore.
Yeah. I am ever looking forward to Fear the Walking Dead, spin-off show starting again, because that was really good.
Yeah, because that's gone back to basics, and it looks like there's a bit more purpose in there.
Yeah.
But it's like Game of Thrones, but only with heads being cut off or what? What's this walking fear of
Fear the Walking Dead? It's a lot of people are saying that it is the story of what happened when it actually happened, when the disease and everything. Yeah. So with the whole different cast and everything. It's what happened in the beginning and not where we found ourselves in.
Yeah, it's a bit more basic. The stars aren't as good looking. So I think we're taking this one more seriously.
Still, this song is still just going. Okay, so there is a show that's been based on a lot of shows. As we say, they see what works and they try again. So this one has got a lot of influence on the Swedish, like The Bridge and The Killing, but also The Return to the French series, and there's also a bit of influence on How to Get Away with Murder. So it's an ABC show, also The Get Away with Murder is also ABC. It's called The Family. It's very good.
The family.
What happens, the premise is a boy is 8, he disappears, he comes back after 10 years, he's found walking like a fucking zombie in the street. I first thought he was a zombie now, but he wasn't. They just sort of want you to think that. And then it's like How to Get Away with Murder. It is twist in the tail upon twist in the tail, and a lot of 10 years ago, now. 10 years ago, present day.
This is nice. A funny backstory.
And I must say, it is quite nice. It's a quite interesting story. So it's very commercialized, very American, a lot of fake tension, but, you know, that's the way they do it.
What is it called? The Family.
The Family, I would watch it. Good actors as well. And then if you're gay and that way, RuPaul's Drag Race is back again with a new fucking season. I don't know how many, but it's always a couple of sub-economical queens together are always funny.
A show I'm really kind of excited about is this one called Damien. Remember The Omen?
Yes.
Okay, that was scary as fuck, right?
Yes.
With the dog.
Six.
Anyway, so now this show, Damien, it's now based in the future when he's 30.
And now, president of the United States?
No, he's like a war photographer or something.
Okay.
But now he's...
War? I'm trying to be funny.
War
photographer. War. Okay.
So he's having flashbacks of his youth, right? But he can't quite work them out.
But he doesn't know he's the devil's son.
Exactly. But then this possessed woman finds him and then like freaks him out. And then he has questions.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to be very scary. And The Omen was a particularly scary movie. Back in the 70s, that's when movies were still scary. Because people actually were like really acting. Nowadays, it's just like CGI and some chick screaming.
Well, The Exorcist was fantastic. That was 1970-something.
Yeah.
And I watched The Omen 1, 2, 3, and 4, I think. And Omen versus Rocky, I watched.
But now, there's quite a trend here of like taking these old movies and making series out of it. We said about Fargo, Limitless, Minority Report. That's when Tom Cruise did the whole thing where he solves crimes before they happen.
Before they happen.
Yeah, it's the whole futuristic thing. There's that show that's coming. It's out. It came out last year. I'm going to get into that now as well.
Can I get back to you and ask you who is the people making Damien? Is it, what channel is it? Is it going to be on Mnet? Is it going to be on Speed from the Weed?
I don't know. It's A&E. They produce.
Oh, okay. Those are the people who does the Bates Motel.
Yes, Spy. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it's from their stable. Mm-hmm. And there's so few horrors, you know, so few good horrors out there.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching the Kardashians, but that's a different kind.
Yeah, that's a kind of different car crash horror.
That's a bit more blood-curdling.
Mm. This series I've started now, I don't know, people, you might have been watching it or not. It's called The Americans. Yes? Anyone? No. Anyone?
Watch it.
No. Anyone? Apparently it's very good. I watched first episode, one or two places, but it looks like it's going to, you know, it's going to outgrow it. It's a teenager now. I think it's going to grow up to be a very mature show. It's already 4 seasons, and people say it's great.
Is it about, like, organized crime and mafia?
No, it's like two spies within America that were sent by Russia, and they're trying to get around in suburban America without being found out or caught out and struggling. Well, I don't know where it goes, but that was episode 1 of season 1. It was very good. Very interesting. The Americans, if you got any idea, who wrote the, Bernard wrote about, no, he wrote about Limitless. What does he say?
He says Limitless is amazing, maar dis nou al die tweede keer wat DSTV dit uitsaai.
So DSTV, lekker vir ons R800 'n maand, wel nie myne nie, ek betaal dit nie meer nie, maar here, DSTV, asseblief. Dis nie Limitless uitsaai nie. And what does Sydney say?
En dan, Cindy het eers vir ons gegaan, hallo julle.
Hallo.
En toe sê sy, sy gesê kom met haar foon vir 'n oomblik, maar toe sê sy ook, sy love that Limitless show, and it was directed to you, Ben, and she says, fab. En dan, Kodua sê, ek luister, Gupta, 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 we must boycott all samosas and Indian sex workers. So ek nie
what a random boodschap, so tussen TV-programme.
Dis wat in sy kop aangaan.
Do you find that you're inundated with Indian sex workers? I don't.
I don't. No. Seldomly.
Seldom. I'll let you know this weekend.
Penny Dreadful 3 is coming, and their slogan is like, of course, everyone tries something. So Game of Thrones, winter is coming, so now everyone is trying to get their version. And Penny Dreadful's is Darkness Will Soon Be Upon Us. That's there.
Wanneer kom die nuwe season uit? Weet jy?
Very soon. Very, very soon. I think in like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Ek love Penny Dreadful.
Okay, so Americans, we must all go watch. And then, Ben, don't watch this one, but Alicia, you do. Honest, okay. Don't. It's called 11-22-63. It's about the assassination of Kennedy. And the guy who goes back in the past, Stephen King. But it's disappointing. But I think Alicia will like it.
Well, kom, denk jy, gaan ek
you might be disappointed, Alicia.
But jy's nie so kritisch as ons nie.
Well, okay.
Die ou gaan terug en hy kry the girl en hulle couple. Ach, it's interesting.
What? 11-23?
11-22-63. Dis maar hoe die Amerikaners... Alles, it was 1st November.
Wow, okay.
So it's 11, 22nd November 63, the day that Kennedy was shot. But this guy goes back to 1961, and then he lives there up until the day of the assassination, and then he can come back to the future. When he comes back to the future, only 5 minutes has passed in the future, but 3 years in his past.
In his journey.
So when he comes back, everything is just 5 minutes later.
Okay. Het jy dit al gesien?
I've watched it.
En was het vir jou kak?
No, it was disappointing, but it was okay.
Okay.
It was a bit drawn out.
All right.
It's a kom nou, skiet nou vir fucking Kennedy. Let's get on with it.
Okay, so ek moet dit gaan kyk.
Well, gepraat van... Denk ek nou... God... ons het 'n ding hierso gekry van Japanese name. Let's see. Have you got it, Alicia? Just tell us what it's on the internet. Go and search, try your name in Japanese. It's quite it's useless, especially that's if you're skunkies. Bored. But what is the names you worked out? So like, it's like A is car and B is two and C is me and then you make your name.
Ja, en dan sit jy nou hulle almal bymekaar om jou naam uit te spreek. Okay. So Kasper joune is Mikarino Kushi.
Ja.
Okay. En Benson is eintlik die kortste van ons almal. Benson is Tukuto. Okay. Mm-hmm. En Hannes is Rika Totokuwarai.
Kuwarai,
ja. En myne is Kata Kimikika.
Dis nice.
Ek hou daarvan, ja.
Sitting on the cat. Heb jy dan Duncan?
En Duncan is Tedo Tomo Kik... Nee, wacht, hier hou aan. Tedo Tomikato. Tedo Tomikato. Ja. Absolute potkak.
Wat?
Maar entertaining. Ek sal Ivan sin lees wanneer sy inkom.
Wat is... Wat is myne?
Joune is Mikari no Kushi.
Is nice. Klink
ja,
soos sushi,
so. Sushi in die kar. Of iets soos dit.
Ja, kar rij met die kar in die sushi.
Ja, Mikari... Nee, dit is sorry, Mikari no Kushi.
Oh.
Ja.
Listen. Wat is dat guy's name who says Gupta, 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 Gupta?
Kodua. K-O-D-U-A. Kodua. Kodua.
Okay, I've got specially for him, I've got a thing I want to play. I just want to find it. And I've got a new hero. His name is, and tell me who that is. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi.
The guy who told the chick to wake up in Parliament.
Yes, I love him.
Yeah, we played it this morning.
Isn't he? World did you class. Play it?
No, we've been talking about it all week.
Isn't that fantastic? When did he do this thing?
Was it Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday.
Okay.
During the impeachment vote.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he said, yeah. So what I did, I followed this guy now on Instagram. I follow him on Twitter because I think he's just too wonderful to have done that. And, you know, the more you listen to it and discuss it, the funnier it gets. Eh? Because at the beginning, you can't quite hear what's going on, who's saying what. But if you listen more and more and more, it's fucking funny. How the speaker says, why? What does he say? He says, what's the word he uses? Order. And then he says, who's order? What do you want to order? but it's fantastic. I think it is absolutely wonderful what he did. So here's an homage to our friend Mbuyiseni Ndlozi.
I'm worried that this minister that we pay so much, Minister Maite Mashamaite, she's sleeping in Parliament. And with that position, she's going to fall. We pray you, don't sleep here.
Hey. Honorable member, order deputy speaker.
I don't know what's happening. The minister is sleeping. No. Well, she's still sleeping.
Hey, Wena. No, honorable minister, that's not the point of order. Hey.
Minister, you must sleep and we must be quiet. You are sleeping. You are sleeping on duty. You are sleeping on duty.
Order. Honorable Ndlozi, order.
I think it'll be a great television show, eh?
Definitely.
Well, Ben, thank you for being here. It's nice seeing you, and we'll continue this again in a month's time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I got some good tips.
So did I.
And happy viewing.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm actually just exhausted. It's been a long week.
Okay, doesn't matter. You're always welcome. Tired or not tired. Ben, stay well, go well, and may your life be a fucking hole-in-one.
Yeah, towards the end of the
day. Bye-bye. That was Ben, our favorite, and he has given us some tips here on what to watch. Now, I just want to say it is going to be tense on poor Hannes, because we have got to do consistory, Hannes. And what we are going to do is that we are going to ask you to improvise a lot off the cuff. I don't envy you. But it's fun, always.
Yeah.
Basically. So I've pre-recorded everything, and I'll show you where you come in. You are playing Lolly in the prison.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the guy that's there in prison with Marcel. And we've met him before. And you are playing like a shop attendant.
Okay.
So just those things. I also want to tell you that this iFix thing that they've got, iFix Plus, is really working. You pay 69 Rand a month. I entered, I've got a card now, iFix Plus member, and then my phone fell. It's like I was trying to enter the iFix program with a broken phone. I didn't. It just happened that way, that the Lord saw it fit to let my phone fall after I joined. So I only paid 250 Rand for getting my phone back. And
really?
I was only 250 Rand.
Yes, right.
So that is quite something, I must say. Alicia, didn't you have some poor friend who wanted to do it? Wait, where's your mic, Alicia? Do you know?
Voor my.
Oh, okay.
Ja, maar dis fyn, sy het toe reg gekom. Maar die ding is, ons het mos gevra of sy gou kan aansluit en dan fix hulle hom. Maar jou foon moet reg wees wanneer jy aansluit. En dan as jy klaar aangesluit het en jy fok hom dan op, dan eers kan hulle jou help. So nee, sy loop nog steeds met haar gefokte foon rond.
Oh, shame. Yeah. Oh, well.
Dis okay.
Well, I just want to say, the sooner you join, the better for you.
Ja, ja.
Because you can, it's not once a year. I think it's 3 times you can go and get it fixed.
Ja, wat befok is, want is eigenlijk baie dier om jou foon te laat regmaak.
Dis baie dier.
Dat is wat, hoeveel kost een screen dees daar?
Wel, een iPhone screen, dit hangen wat ze iPhone jy het, maar bijvoorbeeld van haare, het hulle gesê soos 1600 rand of iets. Dit is kak is vol gehaal, ek het wel net aan jou foon opfok, spaar en het nie weer gaan krap.
Ok, so, jy gaan ons nou met consistorie, Alicia, ek sal vir jou wys, as jy dalk, ek sal vir jou vluis in jou oor, as jy iets extra wil wees.
Nee, ek weet, ek is, Hannes, is jou oogappel, as het kom by
nee, ek sal vir jou fluister, as jy ietsie kan net.
Ek sal huil in my tiete wys.
Ok,
goed.
Vooral op radio gaan dit werk.
Absoluut.
Tiete wys bedoel ek.
Ja, ons kan het periscope.
Ok, Hannes Sterkte, hier gaat ons, die begin is sonder jou, maar ek sal vir jou wys waar jy inkom, Hannes.
Ok.
Goeiemorgen, Blatsie.
Hoes dinge met jou omkari vanmorgen?
Ja, ek hoes dinge. Daarom het ek een lekke hoestroopie.
Ja, jessie. Het oom al gehoor van iFix?
Nee, ek het nog nie gehoor van iFix nie. Wat is dit, Blertsie?
Sien maar, jy het een Samsung of een iPhone Apple?
Ja!
En sien maar, iets gaan verkeerd, soos die glas kraak, of die batterijkies, papies, of jy laat val om ongeluk in oom Karrie'se visdam en sovoorts.
Ja!
Dan gaan oom na die iFix winkel en hulle maak het weg ten baie goedkoop.
Maar Blertsie, nou oom,
wat wil oom weet?
Wat is Samsung?
O, jyma.
Dr. Langerhans en Dr. Smook, welkom.
Dankie, dank jy, Rita. Heerlijk om hier
te wees. Hier.
Hallo, Dominie.
Hallo, Dr. Langerhans. Hallo, Elizabeth.
Hallo, Dominie Kahn.
So, Rita?
Dr. Langerhans?
Merkwaardige verbetering, hè? Huh?
Ja.
Nog geen Tourette-uitbarsting gehad nie. Nie eers een tiek nie.
Nee, sy is merkwaardig. Net so hier en daar is daar een probleem.
Ja, maar dit is nie die ergste.
So daar die paardestoep het gewerk?
Ja, baie goed.
Dat wonderwerk is.
Ja.
So is daar geen nieuwe effect in die Rita?
So biekie, maar nie te erg nie.
Van waar nou hierdie besoek van julle twee?
Ach, Dominie, ek en Elizabeth het 'n aankondiging om te maak.
Nee, verwag jy, Elizabeth?
Nee. My omelette is uitgehaal.
Jou omelette? O, jou.
Dominee, ek en Elisabeth het gepraat, en ons wil graag wel hê dat Dominee vir ons in die eg verbind. Ah, dit is so prachtig, julle in die eg verbind, maar Elisabeth, dat wat my naad, jy is toch seker in 'n ander kerk? Ja, ek ander kerk, maar nog steeds die Christen, anglicistische later daar kerk. Hulle is in Amerika, ne? Meestal, hulle daar begin. En al ek vraag is dat die priester net saam met dominee die den sal lee. Nee, ek het geen probleem met interkerklike dienste nie. Ek is nie so anaal nie. Ach, dis wonderlik. Hoor jy, Elisabeth? Ons gaan trou. Hans gaan. Oh, Elisabeth, I love you. Signorita, dis liefde.
Okay, stand by on us.
En dan terug in jouself.
Ja, wag. Oom Lollipop, is oom terug?
Ja.
Wat het oom gedoen?
Ek het net gegaan badkamer toe gegaan en een van die officiere het my gelei. Ja, dit was 'n nommer 2. Ja. Ek het 'n bietjie gepiepie ook, maar nou is ek terug. Reg om nog 'n dag aan te durf hier in die tronk. Gaan met jou.
Oom Lollipop.
Ja.
My pa is 'n dominee, soos oom weet.
Ek weet.
Hy het nou iemand nie in die konsistorie. Maar daai ou lyk vir my beskrikkelik na my ex-onderwyser wat ek vermoor het met gif.
Dit is nogal 'n dilemma. Het hy opgestaan?
Dink oom, dit kan dalk sy halfseun wees.
Dis 'n bepaalde moontlikheid. 'N Halfseuns is baie volop.
Oom Lollipop, miskien wat ek moet doen is, ek moet hulle uitlok om weer te kom kuier. En dan kan oom hom uitkyk.
Ja, as ek kan sien hoe hy lyk, kan ek vir jou sê of hy...
Jy kan vir oom vir my sê waar oom dink Dawid die wortel begrawe het.
Ek kan help, ek is seker.
Oom Lollipop?
Ja.
Waar dink oom het Dawid die wortel begrawe?
Jy waarskynlik daar in die entree terrein, waar ons in die oggende altyd moet staan.
Oom,
ja.
Ek is in die tronk vermoord.
Rarig.
Waarvoor is oom in die tronk?
Bedrog.
Ja?
Blue collar crime. Ja, white collar crime bedoel ek. Ek het geld gesteel by mense en dit op die internet versprei. Offshore accounts.
Maar hoekom sit hulle ons nie saam in een sel, oom?
Want,
ja.
Mense dink ek is net so gevaarlik soos jy. Jy weet, moord is miskien erg, maar om mense se geld te steel, dit reuneer lewens.
Ja.
Ek is basies die gevaarlikste ou in die tronk, want ek het breins.
Wat is oom se gunsteling roomhuis?
Rocky Road. Ek hou van daai een met die bar one.
Myne is Arbei.
Dis wonderlik om te weet. Ja, gelukkig het ek hier so 'n roomhuis.
Kai, dankie. Nou sy in 'n winkel. Jy sal nou hoor wat 'n winkel. Maar ek dink jy is 'n vrou, Hannes, hoor, staan by met die hoorstem.
Dis pragtig. Wedding gowns and wedding gifts. Jyre, ek is baie opgewonde.
Ja, dit great is, nee, my skatelam, ons alles hier koop kan. Ah, daar is 'n damieke.
Verskoon my damiekie. My naam is Dr. Langerhans, en hier is my fiancée, Dr. Elisabeth Smook.
Hi.
Goeiemôre.
Ons gaan trou, maar ons vat die bil by die horing.
We're gonna organise the wedding ourselves.
Ooh, dit is nogal 'n groot onderneming.
Kan jy ons neem, meisietjie, van rak na rak, dat ons net kan sien wat ons alles nodig het?
Ek doen dit met graagte.
Eerste sou ek sê konfetti.
Ja, ons het 'n wye verskeidenheid konfetties. Hier so sien julle hulle in al die somerklere.
Can you explain?
Ja, hierdie is, is gewone strooi konfetti. So hy is een van daai, hy is so in 'n balletjie opgerol en as jy hom gooi, dan dan ruk hy so uit. Het ons ontploffende konfetti. Dis amper soos 'n cracker. Jy trek hom so en dan pop hy uit. Dan pop hy uit en dan hierso het ons daai al die verskillende kleure konfetti. Ons het ons biodegradable konfetti
gaan hoor.
Die biodegradable. Ja, nee, dit is baie baie goed.
Like print cards for the table and have nice things to put on the table.
Ons
Druk. Ja, dis 'n oulike idee. Ons kaal tafel sal maar verskriklik lyk.
Ja, ons druk beslis kaartjies. Ons het 'n verskeidenheid hierso.
Ons volg.
Hierdie is vir alle tipe troues, vir tweede troues, derde troues, homoseksuele troues. Allerhande kaartjies wat jy dink hierdie is 'n baie oulike een waar jy die paartjies so voorop sien op 'n koek. Ja, jy's die paartjie op 'n koek en dan die kaartjie sê dan binne in
I absolutely love it.
So
jy
het dan
500.
Wes, dit is 'n klein troue.
Is dit genoeg, Elizabeth?
I'm sure my love.
Mens kan nooit genoeg kaartjies hê.
I love you to the moon and beyond.
Ag, dis pragtig. So romanties.
En nou, meisietjie, kan jy vir ons trourokke wys?
O, ons het
'n wedding dress.
Ons het fantastiese rokke hier in die winkel. O, ek het sommer sien jy's baie opgewonde. Yes. Maar kyk
wow.
hierso. Ja, hier op die rakke het ons
hierdie. Ja, waarvan is dit gemaak?
Katoen. Dis ons katoenrokke. Hulle is baie baie Lovely. Gewild hierdie seisoen. Hierdie een is basies net chiffon. Hierdie een het so 'n stukkie lys by.
Would you mind if I try this on?
Jy is welkom. Maar
asseblief,
moet
help.
Om nie vuil maak nie. Want hierdie alles beskikbaar vir huur en verkoop. So ja, jy lyk pragtig. Ja, dit is so bo oor jou klere, wonderlik.
Pragtig.
Ja. Ooh, jy gaan so gelukkig.
Wat is hier goed? Wat lyk soos parels?
Oet, dis parels. Maar dis fake parels. Dit's plastiek parels.
So how much
wat nou dis knoopies is. Hierdie rok gaan jou R5000 uit die sak uitjaag.
Is daar nog iets vir troue wat ons dalk vergeet?
Seat covers? Het jy die seat covers nodig?
Nee, ek het 'n pak.
Ja, goed.
Ja.
Maar ons doen ook pakke as jy dalk net 'n striktasie wil hê so. Ons het ook mense vir die diens vir hulle kan doen. Ons huur hulle ook uit. Vir 'n troue moet mens altyd ook oorweeg om
For sure.
Musiek te
hê. See you later. Kom ons gaan na die kas.
Dankie, totsiens. Dan moet trek die rok uit asseblief. Ek kan nie met die rok gaan nie.
Oom Kali?
Ja?
Het oom al gehoor van iFix?
Ja? Maar ek het nie eens een phonie, Blertsie.
Ja, ek weet oom, maar ek het een. Hy spik oom sy visies.
Dis die Kasper Radio vertoning.
Ek weet nie, ek het hier gedruk aan die knoppies. Het so mooi begin, hè? Waar fok is die song in? Okay, wait. I will get it. I will get it. I press here. And then this whole thing is fucked up now. Wait. It was nice. There was. I'll sing on. A very strange enchanted boy. He was not well and very
far. Very wise was he.
Was he?
And then one day, one magic day, he came my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, here's what he said to me. The greatest joy you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return. Oh,
Wat ek kan doen, ek het besluit, elke week gaan ek a version van hierdie song Nature Boy speel op die show. Is dit nie oulike idee nie?
Briljant.
Baie mooi.
Het is, ne?
Ja, ek hou van dit.
So, ek het sover 430 versions van Nature Boy opgeline. So ons het baie shows nog om te doen.
Wat sê het?
Ja, ek het net probeer om die klank een bykie harder te draai, maar die heren hoor my, toe kry ek het nie reg nie. Toe gaan ons van die lig af. Maar het is van die dinge, klein jakkelsies, soos hulle sê. Is tyd vir een van ons.
Extra special!
Guests van vandag, ons het sommer twee. Olof de Meyer, spreek ek jou naam correct uit, jong heer?
Sê, ja, Kasper.
Dis goed om jou hier te hee, baie welkom as our extra special guest.
Dis nou baie dankie Kasper, ek waardeer dat julle my gekry het vandag.
Ag, nee, dit is een moed om te sê, ons het baie oor jou gepraat al, en die feit dat jy nou Suid-Afrika moet gaan verteenwoordig in Malta.
Ja, ek moet sê, ek is baie opgewonde daar oor, baie werk wat achter dit ingaan, so dis ook wat ek bykie skaars is, maar ja, werk hard, en ek sien baie uit daar nou.
Wanneer vertrek jy?
Die 18de maandag, die 18de, en ek dink is so 18 ure vlug.
Wow.
Tot Malta. Ja, so, en dan sal ek die ander ouwens ontmoet daar, waarover ek baie opgewonde is, om te sien hoe die andere lande se ouwens lyk.
Ja.
Ons Facebook maar bietjie chat maar met mekaar, leer mekaar ken. En ja, dan sal ons sien hoe dit gaan.
Ok, so, jy kom daar aan en dan is dit die julle soos in 'n show, wat julle moet aan deel neem.
Ja, so dit is een vierde dag event, so ons het challenges wat ons moet doen, so een is die social media talent, een physical challenge, ons het een runway, swimwear, parachute, en al hierdie challenges wat ons dan basis doen, telpunt op die einde van die dag. En dan die laaste aand, die saterdag aand, is die groot gala aand, wat dan meneer Guy Wold aangekondig word.
So tell me, we were gossiping in one of the shows that you replaced someone else for representing South Africa. Is that what it is? Is that a true story or is that just gossip?
So the way I have it is about the licenses that changed, and one was representing under one license and I'm representing under the new license. So
this competition.
Yes, for this competition. The politics and the things behind the scenes, I didn't get really involved into that. For me, is I will just give 150% to represent South Africa the best I can.
Weet ons al Mr. Gay South Africa gewen?
Ja, ons het al 2 keer gewen.
No pressure, Olof?
Ja, groot pressure. Ons het in die afgelopen paar jaar gewen nie, maar ek werk hard, sit alles in, hard in die gym.
Okay. Apps,
so
Yummy. Access jackets and arms out, that beautiful arms.
Ach, baie dankie. Nee, really, dit is harde werk. Ek moet sê, die afgelope tyd, harde tyd in die gym, net hoeneborsies, broccoli. Ek sal maar iets eet as ek terugkom.
Ja.
Soos 'n blokkie kaas.
Ja, definitief.
Of 'n klein
sjokolade.
Slab chocoladekies.
Ja.
So, where can people see you? Waar kan mense met jou social media in aanraking kom?
Ja.
Okay, so ek dink omtrent op alle social media platforms.
As Olof de Meyer.
Ja, as Olof de Meyer. My Twitter handle, Instagram en Facebook is alles Olof87, so ek het dit gauw laat.
Olof87.
Ja, so mense kan makkelijk dit net gauw intik en kry, en dan het ons ook die Mr. Mardi Gras page.
Oh yes.
So alles wat daar gebeur, dit is die official page, waar ons al die nuus het en so, so die mense kan dit gaan like, ons het meeste van die goed wat gebeur, gaan ook daarop gebeur.
Ja, Betty is op haar page.
Ja. Okay.
Ja.
Ja, Bernard kan nie wees vandag nie, want hy het 'n knieoperasie. But he told us about you, and so that's how we know, and that's why we definitely wanted to see you and say good luck before you go to Malta. And please, neem baie foto's van Malta. Ek weet nie hoe die mans is, hoe hulle lyk nie, maar die plek is baie mooi.
Ja, definitief. I will take a lot of photos.
Kyk 'n bietjie hoe lyk die locals. Yeah. Ek dink Game of Thrones word daar opgeneem.
Yes, yes. Gladiator was ook al geskiet geweest.
Oh, okay, so that's beautiful.
Yes.
Hoopelik is die mans ook so. En so is jy op die oomblik getroud, divorced, fiancé, what the fuck are you?
No children, no divorce, no marriage, but I do have someone special in my life. Next month is our 3-year anniversary.
Oh, baie geluk.
He's actually studying in Cambridge at the moment, so it's a long distance relationship. So at the moment he's living in my heart, but
is he listening, you think?
Yes, I hope he's listening.
Can
otherwise
I
will no, he won't be joining.
But what's he studying?
So he's doing his PhD in law. So coming back to South Africa, he wants to work with the constitution and so on.
So good. So you're going to be at parliament openings in a couple of years.
Yes, yes, yes. And doing my queen way.
Yes. Yeah. What are you wearing, Olof? Well, hierdie nommertjie is 'n jy skoeman met 'n gert onder.
Ja, definitief.
Maar gert Johan onder en 'n jy bo.
Maar ek dink Jan Brons suits sit fantasties so ver op my. So,
wie Jan Brons?
Jan Bron? Die ouwe designer?
O, okay, ek ken nie, ek is fucking common, ek weet van dit. Sy sy naam weer, want dalk moet ek om kontak dat hy vir my bietjie suits maak.
Jan Bron.
Okay.
So ja, ek sal...
And he dresses you?
Yes, at the moment.
So, at the moment?
Ja, and his stuff is absolutely fantastic.
When you do the thing in Malta, do you have to wear like a... Like this, the girls wear a South African dress? Do you have to come out in some kind of a traditional... Zulu dress or something or not?
So we have a national costume representing South Africa and we steered away from the cultural representation. So it's very African, very animals, the colors. So that's definitely my costume and we're very excited about that. I can't give away too much because that's going to be... I think
that's
the talk of Mr. Gaywald.
Okay, fantastic.
Costume, yes. I did the fitting. And
It's good.
Yes.
Okay, definitely. But you got to show stuff as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I'm showing stuff. just the right stuff. But
yeah, we like it.
I can't... dis bokke, hy gaan sy horing wei.
Yay!
En Olof, ek wil nou vir jou iets anders gevra, wanneer is die competitie? Wanneer is die actual competitie?
Well, okay, so volgende week, maandag, oor 2 weke, die 19 april, vlieg ek.
Bon voyage!
Baie dankie, en dan die 24ste vlieg ek terug.
Okay,
so when is the night? When do we know? When do we watch social media?
I think it's on the 25th of April.
23rd, Saturday. Okay.
Saturday. So
dit is
oor
2 weke.
Okay,
en hoe kyk ons in? Soos gaan ons op die internet wees, gaan ons op die DSTV wees, waar kyk ons in?
I hope they share it, or have a live broadcast. I'm not sure about that, everyone is asking me.
Yeah.
But there will definitely be YouTube videos afterwards. So I think the best is for everyone to just follow the Mr. Mardi Gras page, because the people that's organizing... behind the scenes, they will do all the postings there. If there's a photo coming through, if there's an announcement being made, it will be published there and everyone will get tagged. So, you know, I know my mom is on the list. So definitely.
Cool. Awesome.
He wants to know everything.
Have you taken pictures, Alicia?
Hoe ken jy my?
Het jy?
Natuurlik.
Het hy mooi vir jou gepost?
Oh, hier in die achter, ek weet nie eens van die foto's wat geneem.
Ja, nee, ek neem hulle so sneaky van die kant af.
Wel, ek net gaan my camera hier aan sit en dan ek ook een mooie neem. Ok, daar so. Daar, mag ek gaan nader gaan?
Moet ek smile vir jou?
Ja, jy moet smile. Ja, smile. Daar is hy. Ok, ek gaan hom ook nou tweet. En dan wil ek vir jou sê, baie, baie sterkte. En, well, if you are Mr. Gay World, of course you will be back in the studio, darling.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
If you do not win, then we will never want to see you again.
Ok, well, that's also fun. And then also in Pink Lurie, we're going to do the celebrations in Pink Lurie. So... We all definitely need to go and celebrate in Pink Luri this
year. Pink Luri is when? When is Pink Luri?
It's starting from the 28th of April to the...
Oh, dan kom jy terug?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So okay.
Full April.
En dit is mos nou waar Betty ook gaan wees.
Ja, en
Betty gaan daar wees. So, en ek gaan ook in National... costume daar.
Daar dra. Okay, yeah. Great. Maar ons gaan dit hopelijk sien die aand na die show, gaan jy dit talk tweet of Instagram
ja,
of something, hey.
Ja, ja.
So jy sê jy is op Instagram, Olof
87.
Okay.
Ja.
87.
Good luck.
So, baie dankie, Kasper, valideer dit. Het was baie lekker gewees om julle allemaal te ontmoet.
Het is lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Okay, well, we'll hear from Malta when you are there, what happened. Good luck, Mr. Gay South Africa, Olof de Meyer. And let's go and hear about this story from Aziz.
These are my favorite gigs I get to do as a comedian, man. You get asked to do these weird things that make no sense. Like, I got asked to go to this charity event once. There's this charity called Make It Right. They rebuild homes in the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans. Very cool cause. And they're like, Aziz, could you help us out? And I was like, sure, what do you need? And they're like, could you host our after party? And I was like, what does that mean? They're like, could you introduce Seal? And I was like, the singer guy? Like, I'm just gonna go up there and say some stuff and then Seal's gonna pop up? Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I love New Orleans. This sounds cool. Let's do it. So I'm there in New Orleans. I'm backstage with Seal. Seal has no idea who I am. I'm not on Seal's radar, sonar, nothing. And... time for me to do his intro, and this is what I do. I go on stage, I go, ladies and gentlemen, our next performer, he's actually running a little bit late, so he wanted to know if maybe I could sing one of his hit songs for him in order to kill some time. So I guess there's nothing left to say, but what's that? Seal's here? Sorry, I can't hear you. There used to be a grain tower alone on the sea. What's that? Seal's ready to go? I feel like at this point, maybe I should just finish my version. You became the light on the dark side of me. And I did that shit for way too long. And finally, I bring Seal up. Seal doesn't even say anything to me. He just puts his arm on my shoulder and goes... because I get it, you know? Seal doesn't know I'm a comedian. He just thinks I'm some crazy brown guy that's seizing the moment so I can impress Seal and sign to Walrus Records and start my R&B career as the Brown Penguin. But the event went well. I did get to meet Seal. Very nice, very smooth. Everything he said is so smooth, you know? I was standing in an elevator with this girl. He looks over at us, he goes... my only regret is that I do not have a photograph to capture this moment forever. And I was just like, oh my God. Seal, I want to fuck you. That was beautiful. No one ever speaks to me like that. And then I realized Seal's lyrics are not lyrics. That's how he talks all the time. Seal's at the optometrist. The optometrist's like, Seal, what's wrong with your eyes? He's like... did you know that when it snows, my eyes become wide and the light that you shine can be seen? Seal, what the hell are you talking about? The weather should not be affecting your vision that way, Seal. We need to run some tests. Sheila, get a bunch of snow here. Let's see if Seal's eyes start getting wide. You're in a dinner party with Seal. Seal, how's the chicken? I compare it to a kiss from the rose on the gray. Ooh, the more I eat of it, the tastier it is, yeah. Now that the chicken is through, the rice joins my food on the plate. Yum, 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 yum. So the event went well. I had a good time. The next day they had... another event, it was like a charity dinner, charity auction. So I went to that, had a lot of fun. They had a lot of wine there. I drank a lot of wine. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, what did I do last night? We've all had those moments. I had maybe one of the most bizarre instances of that happening, though. Because I woke up the next morning, I was like, oh, what did I do last night?
I think I bid and won a charity auction to be an extra in the next Tyler Perry movie. Yep, this is 100% true. I paid an exorbitant amount of money at a charity auction so me and a friend of my choice could be extras in the next Tyler Perry movie. So, next summer when you go to see Madea Goes to Jail 3 and you see me and Seal in the background, just, you'll know why. Guys, thank you.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Dit was daai Aziz Ansari, I think, ken jy hom, honest?
Ja, is baie snaaks.
Hy snaaks, nee?
Ja.
I love him. Ek gaan nou iets speel wat jy nog fucking nooit wat jy lang tyd nie gehoor het nie. Ek gaan nie, anders ek weet nie of eers of jy dit ken nie. Ek weet nie eers wat het is nie, hoe is dit? Luister gaan. Onthou jy dit, Alicia?
Ja, ek doen, is so lekker om dit weer te hoor.
Ja, ons het lang klas dit gespeel.
Ons het lang klas in Musing Muse gehad.
Actually playing it, we've been actually been playing it without us knowing it, because we're talking about all kinds of kak, but it's a section where we talk about all kinds of kak, but we're going to do it with another
extra special
guest who has sashayed into the studio. I met this wonderful girl many moons ago, and now is sy uiteindelik hier, Emilia Vermeulen. Goeiemôre my skat.
Goeiemôre Kasper.
Hoe gaan dit met jou?
Dankie en jy?
Ag lekker, dis lekker om jou hier te hê uiteindelik.
Dis baie lekker om jou te sien, hè.
Hallo, ons het ontmoet by 'n model bijeenkomst. Wat was dit? Was dit
Bas? Dit was die Bas model party, dis die einde van die jaar. Ding wat ek gecrash het.
Ja, dit was van lekker. Ons het saam gecrash toe nou.
Ja, ons het. Ja. En, ons eerste het nie gedrink het nie.
Genius.
Ja.
Ach,
dis ek om ons geband het, want ons is die enigste nuchter mense.
Nuchter, ja, die ander is hoog op een of ander alkoholiese aardappel liquidation.
So drink jy glad nie? Ek drink baie min.
O, ja. Okay, goed.
En ek het gesê, kom vertel vir ons van die modeling world en alles, en jy, elke keer is dan skiet jy in Milan, of jy kon ramp in Malawi. But then we had a launch, the Boys and Girls Club Central last week, with a couple of models, en weet jy, Emilia, ek het met hulle gepraat, maar hulle was bang om voor Lara, wat die boss is van Bos, te praat. And I want scandals, I want to know what's going on in the background of modeling, because it is one of those high-flying careers. I mean, models and Leonardo DiCaprio always together. I mean, daar is toch allerhande sexual kak wat aangaan, of drugs, of kan jy vir ons spul? Ek gaan oor jouself ook praat. Nie dat jy dit doen nie, we know. Almal wat luister en Emilia ken, sy is so rein soos 'n skapie, maar ek bedoel, you've been around. Ek bedoel, waar was jy al oor?
Ek is in Parys gewees, in Londen, Istanbul, Australië, Munich. Ja, ek is nogal oorals gewees.
Hoe is Australië?
Ek het nog nie Amerika gedoen nie. Australië is soos Suid-Afrika net, dis Australië, en dit daai mense daar, daai Aussies. Ek kan nie van Aussies nie.
Is hulle is bietjie rof, né?
Ach,
of hoe sal mys hulle beskryf?
Wel, die mans, ek sal nie reg sê hulle chivalrous nie, maar ek weet nie, is my klomp pissies eindelijk, in my opinie. Ja, maar ek het nie, die vrouwmense is nogal spetsie, maar hulle is verskriklik sarkasties. Nou, ek hou van sarkasme, verskriklik baie, ek is vlot daarin. Maar daar het ek rarig iets geleer van sarkasme.
om dit te probeer uitoefen voor hulle. So,
nee, want hulle is meer sarkasties as enig iets te kwit my lewe tegekom het.
Genie.
Ja. Maar dis nie soos 'n lekker sarkasme.
Dis 'n lelike een.
Ja, hulle is vreeslik irriterend eindelijk. En hulle is, ek het nie, dis, die kan nie eindelijk het verduidelik nie, jy moet het ervaar om te verstaan hoekom hulle net nie my favorite mense is nie.
So jy is by ander modeling agency, want jy het ge-gate crash.
Ja.
So, waarvoor gaan jy dan nou, bel hulle jou en sê, nou moet jy gaan vir, wat nie, 'n tampon of 'n of of 'n sonbril of wat, en dan moet jy besluit of jy dit wil doen of nie of wat. Hoe werk?
Wel, jy kan besluit of jy dit wil doen of nie. As jy dit nie wil doen nie, dan moet jy nogal verduidelik in jou boeke hoekom jy nou nie lus het om te gaan nie.
Ja.
Maar ek meen obviously as daar iets is waar teen jy is, soos as jy nie wil verder doen en sulke goed nie, dan hoef jy nie te gaan verder nie.
Ek verstaan, ja, as jy 'n animal lover.
Ja, goeders soos alkohol advertensies kan jy net doen vanaf die ouderdom van 25.
Hæ? Huh?
Sigarette adverteer mense nie regtig meer nie. So dit is my enigiets wat mense aan kan dink regtig. Stuur jou voor. Ek meen ek het al vir een dag hele dag op en af gespring op 'n trampolien.
Mm.
En dan het ek een dag 'n wolf gejaag deur die bos vir 8 ure op en af, jy weet, dis
okay.
Dis maar snaakse industrie hierdie, maar dis baie exciting altyd. Mm. En ja, jy sien lelike goeders ook. Ek meen toe ek in Parys was, ek onthou die meisies was verskriklik maar geweest. Hulle was baie competitive geweest. Hulle, ja, hierdie meisiekinders, hulle bobene was so groot soos my biceps. En dan sal jy instap in 'n casting en dan kyk hulle jou op en af as hulle wil vra, jy weet, wat maak jy hierso?
Oh, die bitches.
Ek sê jou, daai rissies.
O, dan kyk hulle so van, jy's te vet.
Ja, ja, so oh ek het nogal so 'n spesiale meisie gehad wat so met my gebly het. En sy bulimia gehad. En kyk net, dis een ding as jy wil 'n eetversteuring hê, maar moenie my kos kom eet en dan gaan kotseer dit uit. Dit het ek nie gelike nie. So, ek kan
nie sê sy was spesiaal, dan bedoel jy nie so special nie.
Ja, jy sê sarkasties.
Sy was die special type wat jy wil eintlik net by die trap afstaan.
Ja. Oor dan is dit wat jy doen, jy eet en dan kots jy. Jy eet 'n bietjie wel.
Ja,
wel, eet hulle agter die honger aan en dan gaan kots hulle dit uit. Hoe werk dit? Ek wil so graag een word. Ek wil like dit.
Wel, jy weet, bulimia en anorexia is eintlik hulle albei eet 'n bietjie, maar bulimiks eet gewoonlik meer as die anorexiese meisies.
O, genie.
Braak hulle, ja. Ja, ek het dit in my sielkindergraad geleer van dit, wat ek eintlik nie besef wat mense met anorexia het ook eet nie, maar hulle doen en dan gooi hulle ook op.
Ja.
So ja, ek weet nie, dit was net regtig akelig geweest om te sien dat mense so ver gedryf word vir 'n industrie, weet.
Wel, dit segue nou pragtig met ons eerste vraag in ons Unusing Muse, wat ons ook mee begin het, jy het gehoor die kenwysie waar ons gesels oor enige goed, veral nuus van die week. So kan enige van julle vir my sê, en veral my oona Amelia, wie se model is hierdie week aangespreek omdat sy te maar gelyk het in 'n foto en die ad is geban? Weet jy daarvan?
Nee.
Hulle het gesê sy lyk gevaarlik, maar en haar oë is te donker. So they banned the ad. And the model was from who? Okay, so a couple of names.
Nee,
no, I'll just say nee. Yes if you're right.
What elite?
Nee. Boss? No.
Was dit in Suid-Afrika?
No, international.
Vogue?
No.
Guess model?
Candice Swanepoel?
Is sy Suid-Afrikaans?
No, I mean, I don't mean the name. I mean the name of the modeling agency.
Oh, the agency.
Storm Models.
No.
Nee, seker is soos IMG.
Models are...
Begin met die G.
Nee.
Must we guess?
Yes.
Emilia, jy moet
wat se raai raai hierdie pose wat jy aangaan.
Dit is die kompetisie. Wait, maybe it's not a modeling agency. Maybe it's a name.
Maar gaan ons iets wen op die kompetisie? Want ek kan nie verniet my brein gebruik nie.
Respect, soveel as wat jy wil hê en jy hoef nie op te gooi na die tyd. Gucci, is Gucci 'n modeling agency of 'n naam?
Dis 'n naam.
Oh, sorry. It's a brand. Okay, it's a brand. Guess which brand?
Gucci.
Yes.
Oh, okay, nou wie was die model?
Dit is so maar fucking matchstick meisie.
Russiese meisie seker.
Ja, sy lyk 'n bietjie Russies.
O.
Snip en Russies. Oh, maar wat sê die mense op WeChat daar? Ja, wag, want ek net gou iets op refresh vir jou.
Bernard het gesê ek speel saam en hy het gegaan guess.
O, so, nee.
Nee, dit is Gucci. Bernard.
Dis Gucci Bernard, maar dankie dat jy saam is. Jy sê kyk wat jy insê.
En dan these other messages.
Wat gaan?
Wat so klein bietjie durf ek sê, oomblikke het waar hulle ons onlangse gas se kapasiteit vir Engels bietjie bevraagteken.
O, Olof de Meyer?
Ja.
Wat
ja.
Sê hulle? Sê hulle lelik?
Maar ek het gevra, fok, ek hoop nie Engels is 'n prerequisite vir die kompetisie nie.
Het er nog iets gesê?
Hy het ook gesê, klink soos Renier Ferreira se kind. Wat my bietjie, ek weet nie wat dit beteken nie. Ja.
Ons beweeg aan met vandag se program.
Cindy ook geraai, sy het gegaan Ford. Sy het gedink het was Ford models, maar dit was nie. Dit was
Het jylle al wat, Unbreakable Kimmy?
Michael het vroeger gevra oor die televisie, het hy gevra het ons al Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt gekyk, of Last Man on Earth. Last Man on Earth is hilariously funny, ek dink is baie.
You like it?
Ja.
It's Fox, isn't it?
Ja.
What's your favorite TV show, Emilia?
My favorite TV show, American Horror Story.
Yay! Het jylle nie vir Susan Clarke kyk?
Nee, nog nie.
Hotel, praat ons nou van Hotel.
Ek het net 5 episodes van die ding, maar ek love it. Ek is nogal twisted, so ek hou van sulke goed.
Ja, ek kan sien dat jy moet dat jy is lekker twisted. Dit is waarom ek jou van jou hou. Okay, so nou vra ons weer 'n vraag oor die môre, gaan ons weer aan met die kompetisie. Jy sien ek meng dit so. Dit hou dit vars en lekker vrolik vir die mense
by. Op ons tone.
So what was your favorite shoot so far in your life?
Do I have to answer this in English?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so definitely the Reds TV commercial that I did. I played the part of Little Red Riding Hood, and I chased a real wolf through the forest.
Oh, that's fantastic.
8 hours.
Yes. Well, I was running up and down for 8 hours, yes, so it was a workout and a job.
Was it a photograph or video?
No, a TV commercial.
TV commercial.
But it was for Poland. And it was really cool. I really liked that.
Did you go to Poland?
No, we went to Franschhoek and we shot in the forest there.
Oh, there, yeah. Yes. I said it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And the wolf, was the wolf
was Mark?
Yeah, its name was Fudge, actually. It was so sweet. Yeah, it's really beautiful animal. I love animals.
Ek love wolves.
Yeah, let's call me.
Okay, so as ons nou hierdie advertensie wil kyk, wat moet ons Google? Reds, Poland, commercial.
If you can spell Chikavoshk.
I think it's C-I-E-K-O,
but, or just Google Reds Poland Riding Hood, it should come up.
Okay, well, cool. Awesome.
See if you can find it.
Gaan jy kyk of jy kan kry, Hannes?
Kyk, kry, dan kan ons dit bespreek.
Okay, cool.
Okay, now, Alicia, this question is for you.
Oh, ek kan het verkeerd kry. Ja,
cool. If I say the following, what can you tell me about it?
Okay.
Panama Papers.
What?
Panama Papers.
Panama Papers. Ek gee my clue, Cassie.
Dis hierdie week.
Panama Papers.
I think I know.
Yeah.
Nee, ek het regtig geen idee nie.
Maar raai, dis waarom dit snaaks is.
Okay, so is dit iets te doen met science?
Yeah.
Nee, dan weet ek nie.
Dit het te doen met geld.
Met geld? Ja. Oké, okay, wat van net soos klomp ou currency wat soos verbrand word? Is dit wat het is?
Oeh.
Is dit
not even close.
Is dit? Oké. Okay. Ek het hulle gesê, gaan verkeerd kan. Nee, ek weet nie. Oké, okay, sê jy.
Oké, Anis.
Kan jy vir my antwoord?
En Emilia, kan jylle twee vir ons, vir Alicia, inlig?
I believe it's the incident with the president of Iceland that was laundering money.
Well, almost 140 high-powered people over the world has been implicated in a large leak of information around offshore accounts. So there's al hierdie ouens wat al hulle geld launder en in offshore belê en belasting vermy en al daai goeders. En nou is dit uitgelek en dit het uitgekom wie, maar everybody's like the president of Iceland. Selfs Lionel Messi se finansies word bevraagteken. Vladimir Putin het supposedly iets soos $2 billion al so half via connections.
Ja, maar Putin se prokureur is responsible ook vir, want hy het mos klomp offshore companies.
Hoe weet jy nou ewe skielik?
Ja, ek het nie geweet dat dit Panama fucking papers nie. Ja, dankie julle. Maar ek het geluister
op. At least you know. And they were, we are South Africans also implicated.
Yes. Jacob Zuma se neefie is
ek is glad nie betrokke nie en almal wat vingers wys ek weet niks van myself bedoel ek.
Maar ek het 'n dollar account en daar's letterlik so $6 in hom.
Oh my god, you're gonna go to jail, honey.
Nee.
Ek dink jy maak die lys nie.
Nee, ek dink ook nie so nie.
Maar dit is nogal scandalous, want dit reveal ongelooflik baie high-powered mense.
It's amazing.
Ja, wat
rip is daar implikasie?
Almal op aarde is nie lekker nie. How much money do you make? What what can be the highest amount of money you can make in modeling in South Africa nou. Maar as jy nou gaan, sê nou maar jy gaan nou Poland toe en gaan jou gewolf in Franshoek, daai company betaal hulle jou in rand of betaal hulle jou in Poolse polis?
Wel, as dit 'n oorsese kliënt is, dan betaal hulle in hulle currency en word net gekonvert.
Dis lekker, maar dan sien jy nie vir hulle wat ons betaal word hier nie of wat? Ek bedoel, want dan gaan jy mis nou baie geld maak.
Ja, hulle, ek denk nie hulle weet rarig hoe min ons hier in Suid-Afrika kry nie, want een Suid-Afrikaanse kliënt sal nie so baie betaal soos een Europese kliënt nie.
So you want European clients?
Ja.
For everyone all round, it's the best.
Ja, ja. For van menig European nie, Amerikaans, enige, ja. Iemand wat dit nie hier so is nie, want ja. Ons rand is mis maar niks waard nie.
Ja.
Maar,
Maar as hy inkom as een pond, dan is dit fantastisch, natuurlijk. Ja, as jy betaal word as pond, awesome, dan, ja. Jere, dan vat jy af vir jaar.
Ja. Ongelukkig kan ek even sê wat die maximum bedrag gesê, want ek weet nie wat dit is nie. Ek meen, ek het al belaglike bedrag gehoor en so ek
okay, sê vir ons, soos wat het jou gehoor? Soos in rande?
In rande? Ek het net gehoor van iemand wat 1 miljoen rand gekry het vir een TV-advertentie, maar ek was nog nie so lucky nie.
Shit.
Ek denk die meeste wat ek al vir een TV-advertentie gekry het was 50.000 rand.
Liksom,
maar dit is nou na tax deduction en agency commission. Okay. Jy moet onthou, jy kry baie min van jou eie geld eindelijk.
Dis waar ooral in die wereld. So, dis reg vir al met kunste. So, doen jy die product, jy kry dit dier die agent wat dan op commissie aftrek en dan kry jy jou geld.
Ja, so jy kry...
Wanneer betaal hulle? Een maand later?
O, my aarde, die vraag... Miskien 1 maand later, miskien 3 maanden later. Ek het al 1 jaar gewacht vir die kliënt om my te betaal. Dit hang af hoe lang het vast vir die kliënt om te betaal. Die agentskap vat die verantwoordelikheid vir dit nie.
Do they don't they take deposits?
Nee.
Maar is dit maar nie juist jou agentskap se werk om het te gaan
doen? Ja,
dit is ons allemaal het daar is.
Ja.
Jy weet jy, jy teken een contract, al die agentskap het diezelfde type contract. Dis die terms and conditions wat nou maar opgestel het. En jy basically sê dat jy hou hulle nie verantwoordelik vir dit nie. As die kliënt geliquideerd word, is dit, jy kry nie jou geld nie. Dis nou maar net so.
Maar wat is die punt, jy het aan een agent, is die agent nie vir jou vaag nie?
Kijk, hulle doen hulle beste vir jou. Ek meen, obviously, want as jy nie kry, nie kry hulle ook nie. So, hulle sal altyd hulle beste doen om jou te help. Maar, die weet, as die kliënt nie betaal nie.
As jy 1 jaar lang vir jou geld wag, raak jy nie dan lis om soos vir mense in parking lots te gaan wag by hulle kar?
Ja, ek het al nogal so begeerte gehad, maar ek is bietjie bang vir tronk toe gaan. Ek denk nie ek sal baie goed doen.
But your agent must do it. You don't have to do that while you got an agent.
Ek weet nie, ek sien nie rarig my boeker iemand slice nie oor. Hy is baie gentle.
Yes, ons kan net van stalk in a parking lot en jy is het fucking slice.
Ek is een ninja, ek kan het nie op.
Sy het nou gesê, sy het amper een meisie by trappe afgeskop. Ek sien nie so...
Ek denk, dit is eindelijk nogal gevaarlik. Dit is gewoonlik David soos engelkies like wat... Dodgy as fuck is.
Gevaarlik nie, ek is net, ek defend myself.
Emilia, hoe lang kan jy nog model? Het jy rok leeftijd?
Hoe oud is jy nou, ja?
Ek is 30.
Nee, fuck off. Maar jy lyk 24.
Ek is in die 30 22.
Wat?
Nee. Ek sal jou later vertel waar die Fountain of Youth is.
Asseblief!
Wow.
Fucking shit. Maar ja, hoe lang...
Het jou foto's van haar geneem?
Ja.
Mooie foto's.
Wanneer het jy foto van my geneem?
Hoorie, ek is ook een inner ninja. Ek wil kan vang hulle so hier van onderaf.
Ek moet nog een selfie, wat ek het eens weet.
Maar ek sal nou een mooier een van jy neem. Maar soos Kasper sê, soos hoe lang kan jy nog model?
Weet jy, ek het al mense gesien wat rare grijs is wat dit nog doen, want hy het altyd characters of iets nodig, vooral vir TV commercials.
Ja.
So dank my af, ek meen beauty campaigns en soke goed neem ek aan, sal jy nog net kry so lang as wat jy jonk lyk.
Okay.
So, ek dink ek kan nog baie lang gaan, want ek dink nie ek lyk my ouderdom nie.
Jy lyk 22.
Maar, ja, ek meen, daar is nie so iets soos, weet, as jy 40 word met die ophou nie, daar is nie so iets.
Wat het jy al gedink dan?
Wel, ek doen het op die kant op die oomblik, so...
Oh, wat doen jy dan rechtig?
Ek swat.
Wat?
Ek swat sielkunde.
O, ja.
Ja. So, want die ding is, jy het altyd 'n backup plan nodig, want hierdie job gaan jy nie vir ewig doen nie. Soveel as wat ek van het hou, in Suid-Afrika is dit nie lucrative nie, jy sal eerder moet oor see gaan, want dit is waar die geld is, dit is waar die campaigns is en die groot goeders. En ek wou nie rarig op die andere kant van die wereld geblei het alleen op my eie nie, ek is bietjie vas aan my familie. Ja, ek weet nie, dis net nie die lewe wat ek wil leef myself vir ewig nie.
Maar dit
is my baie leeg, ek meen ek geniet het wanneer ek het doen, maar vir ewig gaan dit my sustain nie.
Jy weet dit ergens om naartoe terug te gaan wat anders is. Dis ook lekker. Ja. So, nou, so you're in this fantasy world in a way and then you come out of it.
Ja. Ja. Kijk, ek het baie van dit gehad. Ek meen, ek was lang oor see gewees en ek het genoeg modelle om my gehad om te weet ek wil nie raar vir ewig om hulle wees nie.
Is hulle party animals?
Weet jy, ek was ook 'n party animal gewees terug in die dag. Ek was nie altyd iemand wat nie gedrink het nie.
Het jy al dwelms gedoen?
Nee, ek het nie. Actually, ek het dagga gedoen, so bykie, maar ek word net high van die goed nie, so dit is nie van lekker, ek doen dit nie eindelijk nie. Ek het nie, ek is dalk te soet, maar vir my, kijk, ek het baie nice mense ook al ontmoet en interessante mense, maar is my baie leeg lewe. Daar is nie vir my stimulering in dit nie. Ek is iemand wat ek hou van intelligente geselskap. Ek hou daarvan om te praat oor goed wat saak maak. Politiek maak vir my saak. Dit maak nie vir my saak oor wat doen my hare vandag nie. Kom ons praat oor ons hare en ons naals. Daar is niks so vervelig vir my nie.
Okay, and they do that superficial.
Baie superficial.
So die stereotype is tot 'n sekere mate waar.
Verskriklik. Ek gaan eerder yoga toe voordat ek in 'n bar gaan sit.
Yes. So, cool. Ek gaan eerder in 'n bar sit voordat ek yoga toe.
Ja, ek is met jou, Anne.
Nou, jy lyk nie of jy 'n maklike downer dog sal doen nie, hoor.
Nee.
Hey!
Miskien so oor die toilet.
Tell me, Duncan, are we able to phone that number I gave you? We are. Okay, but let me talk about it and then we do it live because I don't know what the hell is going to happen. We have to listen to what's going to happen. And do I have to go onto another channel here, Telco? Okay, I will do it on that channel, which is mic 3. Okay, I'll tell you what's going on. This is part of our Unusing Muse questionnaire. Now, there's a country in Europe, very, very liberal, open-minded, and they are viering their 250th bestaanjaar. Dink 'n bietjie wat 'n land daar in Europa gaan op na die pole toe.
Noorwe.
Amper.
Denemarke.
Amper.
Swede.
Reg.
Pragtig, Hannes.
Hulle is 250 jaar oud. En nou het hulle 'n ding gedoen wat amazing is. Hulle het 'n telefoon app vir die Swede gegee. Daai app het jy op jou foon in Swede, dan word jy gebel deur enige iemand ooit in die wêreld, jy kry 'n nommer. As 'n gewone persoon kry 'n nommer, jy bel in and an ordinary Swede will answer this phone wherever in Sweden. They know that this can happen because they've got the app. The rest we don't know. So I want us to phone this number. I got this number. And I'll give it as well to people now. I want us to phone it live on air so we can hear it's going through. And then we've got to talk to the Swede and ask where they are. And then at the end, congratulate them on the 250th anniversary.
Announcement. Please note that the call charge to this international destination has
changed. For more information, please
Ja, ons gaan nou Duncan bel nou, en dan hoor ons nou wie antwoord aan die ander kant.
Calling Sweden. You will be connected to a random Swede.
Focus on die wêreld praat.
This call may be recorded.
Okay, so nou. Ons is van 'n radiostasie, and we got this number.
So ons weet nie wie dit gaan antwoord nie. Dit kan enig iemand wees.
Hallo, hallo.
Hello, this is South Africa calling. Who's on the other side?
Sweden, but you already knew that, didn't you?
We knew, but what's your name?
My name's Adam. What's your name?
Eve. No, my name is Casper. We're phoning from a radio station in South Africa, and we heard that we can phone this line to congratulate Sweden on its 250th year. So that's what we're doing, and we want to hear what you are doing, where you are, etc.
Are you single? Are you sexy?
Okay, so wait. What did you say? Am I on radio right now?
Yes,
you're on South African radio now.
Okay, is it a big radio station?
It is tremendous, but you can say any word.
Okay.
So we're very liberal in this station.
Okay.
So where are you? Are you in Stockholm?
No, I'm in the middle of the country, out in nowhere, actually. A small town of 10,000 people.
Uh-huh.
What is it called? What is the town called?
East Lothian.
Say that again.
East Lothian. East Lothian, East Lothian.
So, no, we've got a city in Pretoria called East London. That sounds kind of the same.
Yeah.
In Pretoria.
Yeah, not the same, though. It starts with a G.
Have you ever been to South Africa?
No.
Why?
But I know someone from there, or not personally, but I know Louis Oosthuizen is from there.
Louis Oosthuizen.
What's that, rugby?
Yeah, and Gary Player, right?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Golf.
Yeah.
Listen, and I also want to tell you, I'm quite old, so I love bands like ABBA. I want to thank Sweden for that because I think they are tremendous.
Yes.
But yeah, I'll take the honor for that, even though I'm younger than all of them.
Yeah, I know. Maybe
sure,
it's...
I'll take the honor.
I don't think he's an ABBA fan.
No, though. I don't think the young Swedes are actually ABBA fans. Maybe it's not fashion to like them, but they really did a wonderful job. Hey, they put Sweden on the map.
Yeah, of course.
Do you like ABBA?
They're pretty good. Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I don't listen to them every day, though. 20?
Oh, are you 20?
I don't think you could listen to ABBA every day.
Okay, so what's your name on Facebook so we can tag you, we can show you where we are talking to you on the radio, so or Instagram or Twitter, where can we make contact with you?
Yeah, I prefer not to... to leave that information, actually.
Oh, it's weird for him. Don't worry, we understand. We are a strange country, after all.
Yeah, but okay, so you go on the internet to cliffcentral.com. Cliff, like in C-L-I-F-F, and then central, C-E-N-T-R-A-L.com, and this is the radio station calling you, so you can just see that it's the truth.
Okay.
So we've done this now.
Anyway.
We've called you. We congratulated you. Is there anything you, as a Swede, want to say to us here in this country?
To South Africa?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, putting me on the spot right here, but sure. I'll go back to golf again. I gotta say, Gary Player is one of the best players I've ever seen.
Aww.
He is amazing.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, he actually scored a hole in one.
Yes, at the age of 80.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw it this week. It was incredible.
Yeah. On a par 3 course, but still, it's nice.
Yeah, but he's 80, the poor man.
Yeah, 80 years old. And what, he's like doing thousands of push-ups each day or something? At least according to him.
You know a lot about him.
Yeah, the Masters are on right now, and there are a lot of backstory to every player.
You're right.
So, yeah, you know the Masters?
Yes, you're right. The Masters is on this week. I know about it. They've been talking about it a lot.
Yeah, there's even a Swedish golfer in contention. I'm not sure if he's going to win, though. Bad first round.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
Stenson. Henrik Stenson.
Okay, we'll have
Henrik
a look.
Henrik Stenson.
Yeah, he's like the top six, I think, in the world right now. Okay. Not sure.
So, have you got an app on your phone that allows you to receive these calls?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know someone might call you and it would be a strange person.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I can
activate it whenever I want as well. So
I think it's a wonderful idea.
I activated it. Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
How many phone calls have you received?
I have received about 4, I think.
Aww.
That's because I deactivate the app. You can choose when you want to receive calls as well. So I put it on like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was bored, so.
And what time is it there now?
Right now it's, I think it's almost the same as in South Africa. It's 12:36.
Exactly,
yes,
the same.
Awesome.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. Is it the same time?
Yes. So when you go to cliffcentral.com, look for a show that begins with Casper, the name of the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. That is the show that you are on now, and you can actually listen back because they leave the show, they save it as a podcast afterwards, so you can actually listen to yourself. When you have time. But thank you very much. Congratulations to Sweden, one of the best countries in the world. I love you.
Congratulations. I love you guys too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, isn't that fantastic?
The Cusper Radio Show.
So this number I will give to you. Duncan, what is that number? Oh, here it is. If you want to phone this number, you're not going to get back to Shrewish.
What was his name geweest?
I can't even tell you. What did he say? East London is his name. Oh, it was his dorpie.
Yeah, that was Adam.
Adam. Ja, hier. Ek het helemaal vergeet weer. Sweden, and you can phone 4 plus 6 771-793-336. Thank you, Duncan, for calling us through. But you can call this number, and then randomly you will speak to someone in Sweden if you're lonely, and let's tell them congratulations for 250 years. Don't be aggressive. And
moenie
lelik wees nie. Ons sal ons naam hoog hou, for fuck's sake.
This is eintlik so cool app.
It's a nice app.
It's amazing, yeah.
Ja, so hulle weet nou nie wie gaan bel nie, maar...
So dit kan, jy kan by enige random mens wat die app het uitkom.
Ja, dan kan jy nou vraag, waar is jy, en wat doen jy?
Ach, dit is so cool.
Nee, maar imagine as ons soeke stories hier so uit, jy begin soos, hoe het jy jou vrou ontmoet? O nee, sy het my van...
Dit is app geweest.
Van app, sy het my van Amerika gebel, oor Swedese verjaarsdag. En
ja!
Maar hoekom wou hy nie sê wat sy Twitter handle is?
Nie? Ek weet nie, dalk denk hy...
Denk hy ons is pervs?
Hy het een baie mooie stem gehad, dalk was hy hot en hy word geraas.
Swedes is hot.
Ja. Maar hy is 20, as is...
Well. Is okay.
But I like that accent.
Sal jy soos 'n jong bokkie dat?
Nee, ek sal nie, maar ek het 'n secret crush op Zac Efron. Ek weet, dit is lame, maar...
Is hy maar hy is wel ouwe, nee?
I think he's 24 and a half. He's not as young as I.
What did you say, Hannes?
Oh, I liked his accent, the guy.
Yes. Yeah, it's good. Swedish. But you know, one that is the Swede praat baie goed Engels. Hulle kan het doen. Hulle is amazing. Ek love hulle. So, maar laatst toe ek en jy gepraat het, het jy 'n man gesoek. Nog nie gekry nie, Emilia.
Het ek 'n man gesoek?
Ja, jy was op soek na 'n man. Wel, ons het weer ek het jou gewys Boys of the Central. Dus jy dat ek bietjie kyk, ek soek juis 'n man.
Ek dink jy het vir my 'n man gesoek. Ek het nie 'n man gesoek nie. Ek is single of the last year, ja.
Okay.
Maar soek jy 'n man?
Nee, ek soek nie 'n man nie. Ja. As ek 'n man kry, is
op jou okay, pad, dan is dit fyn.
Ja, maar ja. ek is baie independent, so ek's nie
haastig nie.
Of jy uitkyk vir iemand.
Het jy al ernstige relationships gehad?
Ek het 2
wat uitgevrok het. Ja. En hoe voel dit?
Baie kak dan.
Dis kak, nee.
Ja, dit voel kakker
as
kak.
Dis die pijn, ek weet nie om die pijn te beskryf nie, maar dit is 'n akelige pijn van, it's not getting right, dis nie 'n steekpijn nie, maar dit is so al verlange na, something that's not gonna heal.
Ja, dis die verlange, ek denk nie dis die noodwendige pijn, dat iemand jou gelos het, of dat jy nie meer saam met iemand is.
But it's
nie.
Not healing
dit
yet.
Dis die verlange van die persoon, en jou routine, not gonna, dit is wat die seerste maak, is die verlange, nie die actual feit dat hy, of sy jou gelos het.
Maar ek denk, het maak ek seer, omdat mens tyd geinvest het,
en geld,
maar jy het jouself, en jou emoties, en jou
exactly,
tyd invest,
en jy was vulnerable geweest.
So, dis ook om het ook seer maak, you feel betrayed.
Nee,
you been lost, or did you lose him? Ach, het jy hom gelos?
Ek het nog nooit in my lewe met iemand opgebreek nie.
So hulle jou, dit is erg.
Oh, my sien, ek is net
horrible.
Ek is actually a good luck chuck, want elke keer na hierdie ouens 'n nuwe meisie kry, trou hulle met
hulle.
Ja,
dis so. You like the, jy's die middelman.
Ja.
Jy is die verre, jy is die, wat
is
die woord?
Ek weet nie, is dit 'n compliment of is dit a reflection
know.
Of my, ek weet nie.
Ek weet nie.
Ek sien dit is 'n compliment, want ek het een keer, toe gaan ek met 'n meisie uit, nee, en ons het soos vir 3 jaar gedate, en elke keer wanneer ons by homale gaan kuier het, dan het ek saam gegaan as die vriendin, nee, maar ons het ook saam geblou, ons het 'n kat gehad en alles, nee.
Dit is official as jy kat
het. En dit was, op Facebook was dit ook official, maar homale was nie op Facebook nie, so okay. Dit nie saak gemaak nie. En ek het altyd saam gegaan as die vriendin, my fok, 3 maande, en sy het nooit van Molle gesê sy skyn nie, nie. Molle geweet sy is bietjie weird, maar het nooit geweet sy skyn nie. En toe 3 maande nadat ons opgebreek het, toe het sy met die chickie met wie sy op my gecheat het, toe gaan sy dadelik in 'n relationship in, nadat ons opgebreek het. 3 maande daarna, toe vat sy die check en gaan sê vir haar maale, ma, ek is fucking guy en hier is die check, somit weer guy is. Maar ek was die fucking huisvriendin.
Ok.
So,
dit maak seer.
Ja, ach, en nou die check op haar gechat en al gelos. So,
dis karma. Wat,
fucking karma.
Dis karma, so, daar sy.
Okay, hier is ons 'n vraag weer in ons amusing news. In New Zealand, where nothing actually happens, you've been there or only Australia?
I was in New Zealand for 2 weeks, in Auckland, does that model, count?
Model.
Yes.
Now, Auckland is the hoofstad, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. So, there was a production of Sweeney Todd that we have seen. So, do you know Sweeney Todd? It's about...
I know Sweeney Todd. I haven't seen this one in very good South Africa yet, but...
Yeah, that production, that was, it's finished.
No, I saw the one with Johnny Depp. Does that count?
Yeah, it wasn't a very good movie, though. But it was.
But he was in it.
He was in it.
I was in it.
So guess what happened? What could go wrong in a Sweeney Todd musical production in New Zealand?
He could actually slice someone's throat.
Yes.
Hectic.
Yeah, it was a high school production, and the props master, we can't give props to him. Something went wrong, and Sweeney sliced 2 clients into the hospital.
Ma, is hulle dood?
But they didn't. No, it was just a close shave.
It was just a close shave.
Oh, it was funny. So obviously the prop master, it's just a vendetta of iets teen haar kids gehad.
Ja, jare, want hy slice die ene. Ja, hy slice hom en dan slice hy die volgende ene en dan gaan hy ook hospitaal
toe. Oh, fuck.
En toe stop hulle dit.
Is the production
ook klaar? Ja, dus... Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stop this production of Sweeney Todd. We are New Zealanders, so we speak like this. And we're not going to continue because it's a pain in the neck. Good night.
Fuck.
Ek is so kak met accented at the snacks. Ja, so that happened. Then, drugs. Drugs. Do they do a lot of drugs as models, Emilia, or not? I mean, recreational, or are they on drugs when they have to stand like that?
Well, that depends on the person.
I mean, have you seen drugs? I want to know that.
Have I seen drugs? Okay, have I seen cocaine in front of me? Yes.
Oh, my God.
I've seen people doing lines.
Oh, my God, it's not in your life.
Okay, maak ons lus.
Luister jy maal in hierdie program nou?
My maak hom luister, ek's nie vir jou nie.
But you didn't take it.
Sy is stout.
Yeah, exactly.
Sy weet ook kind is stout, maar.
That's what mothers are for. I always say that you must tell your mother anything, otherwise she's not fit to be a mother. Because you're part of her.
Exactly.
You came out of her. So
it's your friend.
It's you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So they did cook. Okay. I'm telling you, yes, they say it's now fashionable again to do drugs. And I just want to look for this picture that I have. To read to you.
So jy het nog net weed gerook.
Sy het weed gedoen, maar het nie van gewerk nie.
Ek het nog net 5 keer in my lewe weed gerook.
Ja. Jy al shrooms gedoen?
Nee, ek het. Okay. So ek sal nie sê ek is a stoner nie, want ek denk 5 keer oor 30 jaar is maar baie min.
Nee, dit dan.
Sy gou vir ons dit lees, Anis, hulle sê dat die unholy trinity of drugs.
Okay. 3 illegal drugs have become known to health workers as the unholy trinity of chemsex, as they are frequently used together. Mephedrone, or Mew Mew.
Mew Mew.
That is a Pokemon.
Let's begin. I choose Mephedrone. It's a light-colored powder that acts as a powerful stimulant and is closely related to ecstasy and speed.
Okay.
Effects can include euphoria and alertness, but also paranoia, anxiety, and vertigo.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy, but why?
Yeah, but that can't go.
Risks include severe overheating and death.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Ek het eers gelees severe overeating.
Severe overeating.
Ja, dis lekker.
Ja, ek sien my net overeat nie.
Nou, en hier is nog 'n lekker enetjie, crystal meth.
Ooh, yum.
It's part of the amphetamine family and is known for reducing inhibition in cases of overdose, stroke and lung, kidney and gastrointestinal damage can develop and coma and death.
Oh my God, dis dood weer.
Long-term use can damage the brain. And there was always such a photos on Facebook of people before they started smoking meth and after. It's nooit mooi nie.
Nee, dit is nie.
And dan hier is 'n moeilike ene, GHB or gamma hydroxy.
I just worked out a joke, sorry. The guy says, "How are you at school?" He says, "I was bad at meth." Okay, go on. Sorry, honest.
So gamma hydroxybutyrate and GBL, gamma butyrylactone.
Mm.
Is usually sold as clear liquids. They have a sedative effect that can last up to 7 hours and produce feelings of euphoria. Risks include unconsciousness, coma and death. So trappe van vergelijking. Uitgepas in a coma.
In a dood.
Oh my god. So this is now the modern drugs that people use.
Yeah. So is daai drie die mees populairste.
But you know what?
Nee, hoekom kan coke nie net weer terugkom en popular word?
It's too expensive. Mm-hmm. You know what? They have now discovered in schools in America meth as candy. In schools. Dressed up as candy.
Shit.
Yeah.
So
nou gaan koop jy dit al by die Snoopy.
Gaan jy by Snoopy, ja. One meth. Ek bedoel, meth coke.
Lollipop.
Maar hulle sê, van die grootste gebruikers, en ek het dit op Oprah een keer gesien, een van die grootste verbruikersgroepen vir meth, is huisvrouwens en jong maas.
Rare.
Ja, dis om te cope met die stress en om wakker te bly en sulke goeters en dan.
Fok, nee, maar hoekom meth? Hoekom doen jy nie iemand net liever net coke nie? I mean, coke hou jy ook wakker.
Exactly.
En alert. Dan sê ek maar af, wat hulle by die boekklub versprei, jy weet.
Wat sê Cindy daar? Sy praat oor 'n verhouding.
Cindy het nou, ja, omdat ons nou so bietjie oor die verhoudings gepraat het, sê, yeah. Oh no, let's not discuss this. That guy I was dating for a year delivered the cliché, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, dood.
I've got to sort out some things in my mind.
Oh, ek het dieselfde gekraak.
Yeah.
En sy sê net, die sinking hollow feeling you get in your gut when you hear a song or see something that reminds you of this person.
Yes.
Ach, shame, and it's only been 3 weeks and she's still devastated.
Oh, Cindy, sorry. Het dit nou onlangs met al gebeur?
Ja.
Ach, Cindy, my tortelduif.
I'm gonna force Ja, hoe is dat? Bernard, kijk hoe jonk is Bernard daar.
Ja, Bernard lyk hectic jonk, hè?
He doesn't look good, hè?
Nee, het lyk asof hy aan coke verslaaf is.
Maar is dit ons Bernard?
Sê dan daar boe, dis wat drugs in jou doen. Lyk glad nie glamorous nie.
Nee, ek hou baie van Betty hoe hy nou lyk. Hy lyk gesond en hy is
vriendelik.
Beautiful en hy skyn. Ja, nee.
Hy skuim.
Nee, hy skyn.
I'm going to fast forward quickly to Thought of the Week, Alicia, because we're going to go to Stuff Poopies. The show is... Yvonne the Whip didn't join us. I don't know where the fuck she is. She was supposed to come whip people today, which I think is good because we didn't have time for her.
And it was probably going to be me.
Yeah, they're going to whip you, yeah. Ek het nou die dag een whipping session van haar gesien op YouTube, maar sy is baie artistiek. Sy staan met haar rotting soos van haar mense wat so fence. Staan sy met haar rotting in die lig en dan... En dan telt sy so mooi, Ian.
Was dit so, op YouTube?
Dat is het, ons kan daar met haar praat, as hy een dag weer haar fucking verskyning
maak. Ach, nee,
Here is the thought of the week.
So can we quickly have your thought of the week, Alicia, before we continue with the show?
Ja, ons thought of the week, hierdie week is dier Colette. What a wonderful life I've had. I only wish I'd realize it sooner.
Stuff poopies van J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Okay, so we got to improvise Sandwich Baron ad. Are you okay with that?
Oh, die advertensies maak my altyd honger.
Oh ja, kom ons uit naar die Afrikaanse ene, want hy maak mys honger, hè?
Hy doen, sy het so een lekker kraakvars stem.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lever mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? Een smakelike toebroodjie, een kraakvars slaai, of vars Franse brood met een verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels, of dalk een reuse gebakte aardappel wat bedek is met romerige santioensaus, broosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy online bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel online by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Oh, ek wil babas met haar stem hê. Wow. Ek wil babas met haar stem ook.
Hi daar.
Goeiedag, ek sê.
Onthou jy my?
Ek onthou jy goed. Het ons nie eenmaal een toebroekie gedeel nie?
Ons het een verhouding gehad. Vir 3 maande.
ek is jammer. Ek weet ek het jou hart gebreek, maar ek kan dit beter maak deur vir jou 'n lekker broodjie by Sandwich Baron te kry.
Fok jou, Reinhard. Ek wil jou nooit weer sien nie. Weet jy wat? Ek sal jou tussen twee brode sit met fucking slaai en 'n baie mosterd en ek sal jou voer vir 'n haai. Jy het my hart gebreek.
Ek's jammer.
Sandwich Baron, as jou hart gebreek is, beteken dit nie jou maag is vol nie. Okay.
Ek het aangehou aan daai en ek het gedog hy gaan amazing wees.
Dit was, sy het, hy het verstaan
nie. Dit het goed begin, ja, baie goed begin.
Dit het, ne. Emilia, jy is 30, so ek dink jy gaan hierdie groep ken. So ons praat altyd oor groepe van die verlede, things that have gone and that we still remember with fondness. It's quite interesting these days that a lot of groups come back. They disappear.
So long as they Nickelback is nie.
Yeah, well, not Nickelback. But I mean, even like I read the other day that boys do the Backstreet. What? Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys!
Are gonna maybe take up residency in Las Vegas. No. I don't know, why residency? Who, are they really gonna sell week after week after week? Las Vegas is an honor to
the chicken. I think it's all good in the first week, so that people will see and then sit.
As a special maybe, but you can't. Yeah. But anyway, so baie bands come terug. Hierdie band het nog nie teruggekom, so ver ek weet nie. Maybe they will reform. I don't know if they can. Hannes, are they still alive, every one of them? Don't most, say their name yet.
Most of them are still alive, and okay. And they've been in talks to reform, and they do the occasional concert tour, and the singer that I'm in love with from the band has said that she'd be willing to consider a new album. So we might still get a new album from them.
Oh, that'll be absolutely fantastic. So who could this band be? Well, here's a clue. Rond, rond, draai nou rond en op af, ja, spring bietjie, sit bietjie, spring, spring, spring. Kon jy die wolf kry in Poland?
Nee, ongelukkig nie.
Jaag die wolf en draai, en draai.
Is dit die staart, plik die staart. Ek gee vir ons
dalk voor my tyd gewees het.
Dit kan, maar jy behoort hulle te ken. Hulle is baie cool om te noem, na al die jare. Soos as jy Abba sê, gaan partij mense gaan, oh please, hierdie groep is... cool.
Okay, maar geef ons a clue.
Okay, when you go to, there's a computer and hamburger, what's it called?
What?
A computer and a hamburger, soft name for it, is what? I'm going to what? The Golden Arches, what's that? What's the Golden Arches?
It's only on a licky funny to mean, so
the Earth? What's the Golden Arches?
The Golden Arches.
Yeah. Waar je burgers koop, wat is dit?
McDonald's!
Okay, what do you call it? A afkorting van McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Max, right. In a computer.
It's a Mac.
That's Fleetwood Mac.
Awesome!
Nee, maar as you for myself go your own way, so like weird.
But that's why I don't play it. We're going there.
Ja, want ons moet het eerst kak moeilijk maak.
We go our own way. Okay, Hannes, vertel ons 'n bietjie. Ek het hier so songs, so jy gaan aan en ek gaan net speel.
Ja, hierdie is Tusk, dit is van, want Fleetwood Mac is in 1967 gevorm, but it really, they rose to fame in the mid-70s, van 1975 to Lindsey Buckingham en Stevie Nicks die band gejoin het, so dis dan die ander lede is Mick Fleetwood John McVie en sy latere vrou, Desiree McVie. So dit is nou Mick Fleetwood en John McVie. Dis waar die Fleetwood Mac vandaan kom.
Okay.
Nou, hierdie is van Rumours. Dit was hulle grootste album in 1977.
Is jy verlief op daai girl?
Stevie Nicks. Yeah. Ja, is mal vir Stevie Nicks. Sy is nou al 'n ou ma, maar sy is nog steeds 'n ou mama, jy weet. Die album Rumours op 40 miljoen kopieë verkoop, is die 8ste besverkopende album van alle tye.
Oh wow.
Stevie Nicks was ook een American Horror Story. Ik denk dat ze in daardien geweest.
Ah.
Ja.
Wat wie het
zijn speler was? Hij is een idol. Je ziet
ze. Was een guest appearance geweest.
Ik denk dat is die producer contact nou zijn young youth idols natuurlijk en hulle allemaal zeggen ja, dat is great.
Ken je die song? Ja.
Maar Fleetwood Mac heeft ook gefeatured op episode van Glee. En dis dieselfde producer wat American Horror Story.
Dis reg, jy's reg, daar is die kontak. Ja, jy's reg. En dan wanneer is die wat is die rumors dat hulle weer gaan by mekaar kom?
Well, nothing really. Hulle het so deere jare, want ek bedoel, die Rumors album het ook gegaan oor al hulle verhoudings wat verbrokkel het en rumor is dat hulle bietjie onder mekaar ook gespijker het.
Lekker.
So daar was altyd 'n bietjie turmoil onder die band en Lindsey Buckingham en Stevie Nicks het op 'n stadium verlaat. En nou, so onlangs soos 2014, het hulle weer een show of twee gedoen. Hulle is geïndukt in die Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
En
testing the waters.
So,
testing.
Yeah. So I think it's always, ek bedoel, allemaal wil lekker aftree. So there's always a chance dat hulle dalk weer ietsie sal doen. Ek sal die album koop as hulle.
Okay, tell me about this song, Hannes, you don't say first. Let's hear the other note. Why is the song interesting?
When it was deel van a movie.
No, it was part of a presidential campaign. Who's?
I can't get any idea. Obviously, me here in South Africa.
Yeah, presidential campaign in America. They used this.
Yeah,
Bill and Hillary.
Clinton.
Yeah.
Rara.
Yes. So Donald Trump soek die hele tyd vir fucking tunes, maar almal sê nee, maar Fleetwood Mac was baie proud op Clinton, sê yes, use it. More news? Wat van Dreams?
Stevie Nicks song, ook van die Rumors album. Dit was ek denk hulle eerste single om die American Top 10 te tref.
Okay.
Nou die hele album gaan so af, is baie sad en romantic en jy weet oor breakups en al, so dis ek.
Nou. Oh ja, ek ken hierdie song ook.
They're actually, you know, good musicians. They're respected by their peers. Amelia, dit het vinnig verby gegaan, soos 'n verhouding.
Dis is nou klaar.
Dis 'n minuut, dan moet ons gaan.
Ja.
Maar ons roep jy net weer. Jy sien hoe lekker kuier ons.
Ja, dan moet jy net weer terugkom.
Maar Kasper, voordat ons gaan, ek het vir jou 'n vraag.
Ja.
Wat ek nou verlangrik wonder. Kyk, ek is nog altyd 'n fan van jou YouTube clips en jy goed wat ek saam met my neefies lekker kyk. En daar's hierdie een van Oumo wat sewe soorte kak het enige bondelheid was.
Yes.
En ek wil weet, wat is 'n kweefvoël?
Ah, daar is 'n kweefvoël.
Nee, want daar sê die oomblik wat die meisie kom en sy vra vir jou, ma, wat doen jy? Jy sê, man, ek krul 'n fucking kweefvoël. Wat is 'n kweefvoël wat gekrul word? Is dit 'n drol?
Nee.
Maar dis
nee.
Wat ek gedink het dit beteken.
Nee, dit is actually, daar is so voel, ek is nie heeltemal seker of dit die Hadidas is nie, maar dit is iets in die lyn. So,
maar as jy 'n kweefvoël krul, wat doen jy?
Grul.
O, jy grul.
Sy grul 'n kweefvoël.
Okay.
Jy het gesê, ek krul 'n kweefvoël.
Ja, ek het gedacht, bedoel, ek kan...
Ek love dit. Okay. Dit klink baie vieseliker as om 'n kweefvoël te grill.
Ja.
Kasper kan nogals vieselik wees.
Absoluut.
So, ek weet, jy kan nie verby hom sit
nie. Nee, glad nie.
Well people, that's the time we have.
Yay. Stay well.
Till next week.
Tot ziens.
Dag Emilia.
Tot ziens. This is CliffCentral.com.